Oh, thank goodness you're here. Do you know, my cream shirt's disappeared. The one with the brown stripes. Oh, hello, Tony.
Hello, Brian.
My car got a puncture. Oh. Right outside the garage, thank goodness. I left it there.
You should have phoned me.
Well, Tony was passing. But have you looked in your wardrobe? Well, the airing cupboard.
What?
Your shirt. Cream with brown stripes.
Well, wardrobe, of course. There's a sort of compartment thing with shirts written on it.
Which Mabel has been ignoring ever since she came here. I'll go and find it for you.
Thanks.
Oh, I'll be off anyway.
Oh, don't, please. You haven't seen my sheep.
Oh, haven't I?
I know how you feel. You don't want to buy half a dozen Jacob sheep by any chance, do you?
What, Jennifer's? You've only just got them for her.
I didn't realize it was going to make me famous. Or infamous for miles around. I've got more than 500 ewes coming into lamb, but those six Jacobs are ruining my reputation as a farmer.
Yeah, I must say I was a bit surprised when I heard about them.
Now, don't you start. It was a whim, a pre-wedding present for Jenny.
Bridegroom's gift to bride, six fat lambs.
Yes. Makes me sound a bit like a Bedouin tribesman put like that.
Well, I suppose a really rich oil sheik would have given her a couple of pounds of seed potatoes.
Right. Have a drink. Scotch?
Yeah, thanks. You haven't started lambing yet?
No, but the next 2 weeks are going to be the hectic time.
Well, Grandad's just about finished, Phil was saying.
Oh, I wish we were. Here.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, I'm a bit worried. Running a flock my size with one shepherd is sound economics, but this time of year it could be a bit hair-raising.
Well, you've had experience, though.
Well, not on this scale. I know it's not a big flock by some standards.
Oh, it is by mine.
I was lucky to inherit land, though it didn't seem much like luck at the time.
No, of course not.
You see, Tony, I was just ready for an Easter skiing holiday with some friends I had made in Paris during a wild and well-spent youth. When suddenly, there I was, 28 years old, and both my parents dead in a car crash, and responsible for a 900-acre farm with livestock, a workforce, and drilling spring barley hardly started.
Oh, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew about your parents.
It was 5 years ago. Another drink.
Oh, no thanks. I really must be going.
Here you are. It was in the airing cupboard, as I expected.
Good Lord.
What's the matter?
Oh, well, nothing.
Yes, there is. You're looking at me in a very strange way.
No, honestly.
Is it my skirt? Don't you like it?
Well, yes, of course. It's just that... Well, it's not the skirt you came in wearing. Took me by surprise, that's all.
She changes very quickly. Clothes, temper. But then you'll know all about that, being her brother.
Yes.
I keep a spare outfit here so I can change without going back to Winford's. It's very convenient.
Oh, I see.
Look, Tony, we're going out to dinner in Borchester. Why don't you and Pat come with us?
Yes, why don't you?
Oh, sorry. We're going round to Mum's for the evening, baby and all. Some other time.
OK, next Saturday, the four of us.
Oh, fine.